Two former allies of Republican Governor Chris Christie were convicted today of shutting down lanes to the George Washington Bridge in 2013 in a plot to punish Fort Lee Mayor Mark Sokolich for not endorsing him. Let's get the latest from WHYY's Joe Hernandez. Good evening, Joe.
Hey, Dave.
I understand the two defendants were found guilty on all charges.
All charges, seven counts each of crimes including conspiracy, wire fraud, civil rights violations, and misapplying the resources of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Now, when the verdict was read, Bridget Kelly was sobbing. She had her hand on her face and over her mouth. Bill Baroni looked surprised, although he was smiling afterwards and hugging his family. Although when he came outside after the verdict was read, he once again told reporters that he was blameless in this whole scheme.
I am innocent of these charges, and I am very, very looking forward to this appeal.
Nonetheless, prosecutors must be pretty pleased at the verdict that was returned today.
Yeah, prosecutors were pleased, Dave, and they also addressed reporters. U.S. Attorney Paul Fishman came before reporters outside the courthouse and said today was a victory, that guilty on all counts showed that these two people, two former allies of Governor Christie, were guilty. And Fishman said cases like this are important because it shows that public officials can't abuse the public trust and can't abuse their power like this because the offices of law enforcement will hold them accountable.
When high-ranking people in government use their positions for personal or political advantage in a way that is against the law, I think it lends credence to the cynical notion that people have that people in government can't and shouldn't be trusted.
Joe, if the verdict is upheld, what is the range of sentences that are applicable?
Some of the crimes carry a punishment of up to 20 years in prison. Now, there's another player in this, David Wildstein, who was also a member of the Port Authority. He pleaded guilty, and U.S. Attorney Fishman said his sentence will be about 2 years, give or take some months. And Fishman also said that the sentences, he'll recommend the sentences for these two defendants be harsher than that. But whether they get 20 years in prison or not, it's unclear, but it seems unlikely.
There's another player, Governor Chris Christie, who was implicated by Wildstein, Kelly, and Baroni about whether he indeed knew or did not know about this plot in real time. Christie, in response, said today, quote, "I'll set the record straight in the coming days regarding the lies that were told by the media and in the courtroom." And Joe, I understand there's already a response waiting from some New Jersey lawmakers.
Right, Dave. So Christie hasn't been in this trial. I mean, he wasn't called as a witness. He wasn't charged with any crime, but he came up almost every day. And throughout the course of the trial, he's issued statements responding to some witness testimony saying, you know, I've said all along, I'm not guilty. I didn't know about these lane closures, and anything to the contrary is false. Now, that hasn't quelled the appetite in the state legislature for further investigation into Bridgegate. Assemblyman John Wisniewski and Senator Loretta Weinberg, who were both kind of active in the investigation into Bridgegate before, said today that they would be interested in opening up the investigation again because it was on hold during the case, to see what Christie knew, when he knew it, and whether any of these witnesses were correct.
Joe, do you get the sense that there is much of an appetite either from New Jersey lawmakers or the public in New Jersey to pursue this further with Chris Christie?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I hear different things from different people. Some people say, look how corrupt this administration is. And other people say, why are you spending your time following this case? But from lawmakers, there does seem to be an appetite, at least from many Democrats in the legislature, including that investigation. But also, there have been stories that some Democratic lawmakers are thinking about impeaching Christie and what impeachment would mean. That's never been done before in New Jersey, so it's not clear how that would kind of roll out. Also, there was a misconduct complaint filed against the governor by a private citizen, so Christie will have to appear in court and answer for that as well.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY's Joe Hernandez on Newsworks tonight.